Paul and Prince ask, in essence, we said in our April 1st, 2018 show, the damaged prey upon the good. What can the good do about it? I.e., what is the alternative and how do we all get behind it? Reasonable service is the key to class system decommissioning, we've been arguing, quoting Paul from our December 31st, 2017 show. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is so deep and powerful. And to consider it's been 2,000 years not adequately discussed by us is horrifying. That's from Romans 12, 1st and 2nd verses. I've learned it's not enough to say that our allegiance must be reconceived, redirected to the ancestors, the earth, and each other. Not sufficient, true as it is, to say, drawing on Alice Miller, that the route to doing this is reclaiming our authentic selves. An archival show, October 21st, 2015 show, playing as I left the station after April 8, was addressing this question of alternative. Quote, we don't need the economy to live, just the opposite. Self-sufficiency outside their economic regimen thrives, exposes the lie that the economy provides, which is why it then gets targeted by the power guys. It's time for us to plan our alternative to the system, and that's from the audio file, We Are True Wealth, October 25th, 2015. It's time for us to plan our alternative to the system could be misinterpreted or skewed to sound as if the alternative is just a list of self-sufficiency resources or tools that in sum comprise the alternative, the outline of which have been already well determined and regularly updated as more techniques are invented, while the associated social relations have already been clearly articulated by Kropotkin, available in the historical record, if not generally discussed and disseminated. Planning the alternative to class could be made to sound like a feel-good flowchart with accompanying graphics and script, which is, why is planning the alternative to the system not effective decommissioning strategy? Whereas Paul's strategy of separating and emulation is. It feels a bit dispiriting to me, given the amount of time I've devoted to it, but I have to admit, in retrospect, I didn't really understand what is the system. I had no theory of it, as Paul does. And Paul's is accurate. No one ever told me that the problem is the whole notion of the state, the false assumptions in it that are never scrutinized. My son and I began this radio show devoting multiple shows to the question, what is the system? Because I did understand then that power has persisted over the class ages by turning us into them. I did understand the vampire metaphor and its updated version, the Mr. Smith virus, which I write about in Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. That is, I understood that our bodies are contested ground. I also wrote about reclaiming them. I'd read Alice and Marcuse, but I lacked a theory of this process. I had insufficient information. I understood the system's basis in our training in obedience, but I hadn't seen that what this means in terms of having an alternative. I'd have gotten further if I'd read Proudhon earlier, who seems to me clearly grounded in Paul. Proudhon, like the prophets, challenges us to think, asks the unasked questions, put the golden rule, for example, in terms that advance our understanding. He said, it's of no use to tell me that my duty is equal to my right unless I'm told at the same time what is my right. So brilliant. That's from our August 13, 2017 show. The truth is still goodness. But the global statesmen, the state, the parents, and all who are stand-ins for the system lie. Tell us you have the right to be free. Your body's integrity is inviolate. Your life and health and unharassed movement will not be taken away, absent a legal process subject to public sanction and scrutiny. We are not given accurate information. We aren't told that free is meaningless without the time and resources to think and develop our reason, and so our righteousness, so that we can challenge them. We aren't told that free is meaningless if you must obey authority to eat. If you must obey to eat, you're a slave of necessity, and so of whoever commands your paycheck. That is practical, casual, everyday fascism, particularly in the face of a rogue global state with hidden EMF weapons and exclusive access to full, accurate information. So, do we have the right to our own bodies? No. Hidden torture and elimination with EMF tells us this most blatantly, but the state's proprietary claim on our bodies, its assumption that it has the right to tell us what we may do with them, is at the heart of its existence. Conscription, for instance, prohibition, punishment for drug use, mandatory school attendance, etc. Again, it gets us, through the medium or mechanism of the parent, to support our own enslavement, the key way it hides in us.